This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning from the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. We are out on day number one of three. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
So here we are. It's a beautiful morning. It's Friday. As we're recording this episode of Free Talk Live, we started out yesterday here at Rogers Campground during the setup day, kind of day zero, where, you know, they're getting the stage set up, the vendors are rolling up. And they still are, because it's still pretty early. The first band has yet to take the stage as of the time where we're recording this, but they have a load of bands that are lined up, not just for today, but throughout the entire weekend, including a full day on Sunday. So if you go to nhcanifest.com, maybe you know a little more about bands than I do. I spend so much time, you know, doing talk radio things and Bitcoin. I mean, I don't know any of these bands, but I bet there's some people out there today. Claire Bridgewater, Peter Ferguson, the Hot Chachis, RC Budaka, Hamburger Midnight, Bullethead, Skyfoot, Gun Hill, Rolling Nectar, Schism, and Leaving Eden. Now, I did hear that Schism is a Tool cover band.
I've heard of Leaving Eden.
Okay, all right. So they appear to be Leaving Eden, the biggest font here, so I think they're going to be the last band, you know, of the night, the prime band of the day. So it's going to be awesome. It's all weekend long music, wall to wall. I mean, if it's 10 o'clock in the morning at this festival, there's usually some tunes coming from the stage.
Yes.
This morning, I think they're still getting everything all plugged in, but they've got the amplification going. Earlier, we heard some pretty loud music, and it's going to be like that all day long. Wherever you are in the campground, at Rogers Campground, you're at a live show. There's no way you can't get away from the stage.
Correct. And as we record this, you will probably hear some music in the background. Not sure how clear it will be, but
you will
definitely hear it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be present. And, it gives us that live feel. And we are actually out at a tent this time. So last year we were up in a room kind of tucked away. Here, everybody who walks by, and at some point probably everybody is going to walk by this booth. They're going to see Free Talk Live. They're going to see the world's smallest political quiz, which we discussed last hour, where you can go to quiz.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you over to the Advocates for Self-Government. They've got the quiz there. You can try it and see where you're at politically. Are you a libertarian? Or maybe you're an authoritarian, or a leftist, or a conservative, or a centrist. Those are what the determinations will be from taking the quiz.
All right, so I just want to sort of nitpick here something. You used the term leftist, but you didn't use the term rightist.
Okay, all right. It does say liberal on there, not left. Yeah, okay.
Correct.
So liberal, conservative.
But, that seems to be something that, and I'm not, calling you a right-leaning libertarian.
No, not
but
at all.
Something that a lot of the, right-leaning people will do is they'll say leftist and conservative.
Yeah. I guess I've just never heard people use the term rightist.
Nor have before. I, but that's because it's not become a pejorative yet.
Gotcha. Okay.
Most of the time when people use the term leftist, they're doing so as a pejorative against the person.
Yeah, I can't say that I had any.
Nobody walks around saying, I'm an authoritarian. Because that's a pejorative.
Well, I mean, it's an accurate description for some people. I wouldn't say it's, anything that's being used in a way inappropriate, right? Like, if you're an authoritarian, that's what you are. I mean,
right.
It's not being used as an insult necessarily. It's like, oh, well, you took this quiz. It says you're an authoritarian, so it's just the results of the quiz, man.
Right, but I'm just saying, in regular, day-to-day sort of life, people will throw around certain terms as pejoratives, even though it might be a fitting description, but the way they're using the term
is negative.
Leftist is a term that's thrown around as a pejorative, but nobody uses the term
I wasn't using it as a pejorative, but I can see what you're saying. So, like, the term free stater, for instance, can be used in two different ways, right?
Correct.
So,
redneck.
It depends on who's using it. So, free stater generally describes somebody who's moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and I think free staters use that term to describe one another.
Correct.
To some extent, but also there are the people who hate the free staters who want us, I'm no longer a free stater, but who want the Free State Project to go away and want libertarians to go away, and they will call anybody who's a libertarian a free stater with a sort of dripping sound when they...
And it's not even limited to libertarians. I was watching a YouTube video yesterday, again briefly, because the Pumpkin Festival is possibly going to happen in Keene again. Mm-hmm. Keene being the town that we live in, and the Pumpkin Festival being that thing where there were riots a couple of years ago because of pumpkins.
Right, and then they stopped it and moved it to a different
place. And I had shared a thing on Facebook, and somebody said, oh, wait, isn't this the same group that tried to steal the microphone? And so I pulled up the video. Remember, during the pumpkin riots, there was the guy, Jared Goodell, the local that was...
Local talk show host, yeah.
He was doing the thing on Cheshire TV, reporting about what was happening, and the organizer came over, tried to take his microphone, and said, are you one of those free staters?
She did do that. And that was a hilarious clip. You can actually watch it.
He's not even a libertarian.
Not really. You can watch that on the Free Keene YouTube channel. I uploaded that, and it got over 100,000 views relatively quickly. That video went viral,
yeah,
big time. And it's pretty funny. And Jared did an amazing job at just calling that woman out.
Right.
She was totally out of line. And anyway, yeah, Pumpkin Fest, whole other thing. But yeah, so we were talking about pejoratives, and before that, the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, which is where we're at right now, as the bands are getting ready to take the stage here as vendors continue to set up. We even see some familiar vendors here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. The Little Zoe's Pizzas here, the barbecue guy, Boris, the big
barbecue
dude who's got like this huge truck that is
like a double trailer
thing. It's a barbecue shack welded to like an RV. And then, of course, he's pulling that with a truck.
Yes.
So he's got this humongous trailer that is it's something to really look at. And
yeah, and then there's something that just pulled in a few minutes ago, Vermont Street Food. In the road, Vermont Street Food.
I hope that's not where they got their meat from.
Yeah, I'm not sure what differentiates Vermont Street Food from any other street food.
Maybe Vermonters like to scrape roadkill up and cook it up.
I don't know
either.
How fresh is it?
It's free. So you can't call into Free Talk Live because we're actually recording the show. It's a little better for us here because we get to talk to anybody we want to and record whenever we want to. So we're hammering out some of the show early today because we've got an outreach booth to conduct here. We're doing Libertarian Party outreach and just general liberty outreach. So we're looking forward to connecting with the festival attendees here at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival this weekend. It should be an absolutely beautiful time. You don't want to miss it. I'm hoping we're going to be able to grab Crosby, who is the operator of this park, the owner of the park, Rogers Campground, and I'm gonna see if we can talk to him about the fact that this place is for sale. I don't know if he wants to go public with that right now, but anybody who's Bitcoin millionaires, if you're looking for a really great park, I hear Crosby's selling this place, or he wants to sell it.
I think we're also going to try at some point having Rob Mathias on the show. He did documentary about last year's cannabis festival.
I saw it. And, in fact, I went to the premiere a couple weeks ago. It was fantastic. So, yeah, we'll definitely talk to Rob Mathias when we can grab him. Rick Naya, of course, the organizer of the festival. I think we should follow up with Joe, who is a former cop.
Joe LaChance.
Yeah, Joe LaChance. We talked to him in detail last year and see how he's doing. So we'll see who we can connect with. Obviously, everybody's busy having fun and running this festival, which there's probably going to be hundreds of people that show up here. I would say if the early indicator is anything, it looks like it's going to be a good festival. So check out nhcannafest.com. Coming up also this weekend is Go Topless Day.
Woohoo!
It is back, and up here in New Hampshire, it's been a bit of a controversial subject, as this tends to be, which is unfortunate because topless people should not be a controversial subject.
Right. And, a lot of times things that are controversial because they're illegal. Well, it's not illegal in New Hampshire for a woman to walk around without a shirt.
Well, it's not supposed to be illegal, at least, but in certain municipalities, they have made ordinances, town ordinances, that say that it is illegal in their town.
Well, those ordinances are illegal because New Hampshire is not a home rule state. They don't have the authority to pass such a thing.
Unfortunately, a district judge initially agreed with you, but then on a different hearing in front of the same judge, he disagreed with you and said that the town's ordinance should stand. So now the topless ban, I believe it's in there's a couple towns over in the sort of the seacoast, lakes region area of New Hampshire that have this. We'll continue. We'll tell you what's going to happen because Go Topless Day is happening tomorrow here in New Hampshire and across the world. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. Technically, it's the first New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, but it's really the fourth, because before this, it was called Hemp Fest. And for 3 years, we had the pleasure of doing the third Hemp Fest. We never did the first or the second one. That's because the third one, they moved to Rogers Campground, which is this amazing location with an incredible view of the White Mountains. It's really unbeatable. You should come out and join us here this weekend if you at all have the possible chance to do so. We're in northern New Hampshire in a place called Lancaster at Rogers Campground. Check out rogerscampground.com for that. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash. Dash is an amazing cryptocurrency that is out there providing some pretty serious competition to Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin's obviously the king of the hill, but if you want to go and learn more about Dash, you should go to dash.org, where you'll find out that not only is Dash faster than Bitcoin, but it also has a really interesting governance structure set up behind it as well that allows the people who are really the most serious about Dash to kind of have an influence over the currency and how it's promoted. So check out Dash.org to learn more about that. Ian and Daryl here in our remote studio outdoors at Rogers Campground. We were just getting into the topic of the topless Go Topless Day, which is coming back according to SeacoastOnline.com. Supporters of the Free the Nipple movement will be seen removing their tops at Hampton Beach for Go Topless Day later this month, and town officials plan to show no opposition to their breast bearing.
Good.
Go Topless Day is set for Saturday, that's tomorrow, August 26th, when women celebrating the Free the Nipple movement will remove their tops at gatherings around the world. Now, whether Go Topless Day was happening tomorrow or not, I suspect there's going to be probably some tops being removed here at the Cannabis Freedom Festival.
Probably.
If last year is any indication. So, but regardless, New Hampshire is one of 33 states where women can legally go topless in public every day of the year. And I think that that's a good thing. Now, obviously, there are some people who are a little prudish and they're against women being topless, but yet for some reason want men to be able to go topless. And that's where the conflict usually comes in.
Right.
Is, you know, you've got this old mentality, this decrepit old kind of patriarchal or whatever mentality where for whatever reason, women's breasts are seen as different from men's breasts. Even though technically they're pretty much the same thing, men are not as likely to, you know, lactate, I don't think, as often.
Right.
But it's not impossible.
Men also aren't going to have as much fat between the, rib cage and the nipple.
Yep, that's true.
There certainly are some guys that do have, more chest fat than others. But again, and you say it's this, old way of thinking. It's more a Victorian way
of
thinking, which is old. But
1700s? When is that?
But if you go back to, the Roman Empire, then, that's much older.
But topless was cool back then?
Right. It wasn't, something that was necessarily frowned upon. European culture is a lot older than American culture, but it's perfectly acceptable in, most parts of Europe for women to walk around topless on the beach.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's actually pretty acceptable over there for full nude. I mean, I've seen video footage of, some naked lady walking around streets of some place in Europe, and people are just like, oh, yeah, look, there's a naked lady over there. It's not a big deal. I mean, there's some people who grab their camera and, want to take a picture with her, but generally it's,
those are called tourists.
Yeah, exactly. It's for the people that live there, whatever, naked people. What's the big deal? So anyway, it's Go Topless Day. It's coming back. Hampton Beach Village District Marketing Director John Kane said Go Topless Day has become a, quote, non-event, unquote, since the event's first year at Hampton Beach in 2015 when he and other beach officials expressed outrage over the Free the Nipple movement coming to Hampton. He and local Free the Nipple organizer Kaya Sinclair both said demonstrators have generally not had issues with beachgoers harassing participants. And Hampton Deputy Police Chief David Hobbs said Go Topless Day does not factor into whether the department increases staffing that day. Several dozen women participated in the 2016 event at Hampton Beach, which was actually kind of a, I remember, I didn't actually get to attend it, but we had some people who we knew that were there. It was a rainy day, too, so a bunch of people did come out and participated in the event, and it was relatively uneventful. It was actually a different town in New Hampshire that ended up arresting the ladies from the Go Topless event.
Yeah, it was somewhere up near the Lakes region.
Correct. I'm spacing out on the name. I think it started with a G.
I'm thinking Guilford,
yeah,
but I could be wrong.
You might be right. But regardless, they did get arrested eventually, which ultimately was kind of what their goal was. The more
right, because
organizers.
They wanted to challenge the ordinance.
Correct. And in order to do that, you either have to get arrested or somehow bring a lawsuit against the city.
Correct. And a lot of times, if you preemptively file a lawsuit challenging an ordinance, judges will say, well, you've not been harmed by this. Mm. You lack standing.
Right.
Therefore dismissed.
So we're going to keep you up to date on the Go Topless Day, because that case where the women were arrested in New Hampshire is still winding its way through the courts. It's going to the Supreme Court of New Hampshire. In fact, I just this week talked to the attorney who is handling that case, Dan Hines. He's actually a Free Stater. He's a liberty activist who moved up here as part of the Free State Project and ended up getting elected as a state representative.
Yes.
I believe one of the top liberty reps, if I'm recalling correctly.
According to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Right.
Correct.
Just good guy, and did an amazing job defending these ladies in court from this ridiculous police department that went after them, where they literally dragged in. They had to bring the witnesses in, because most people, they take a plea deal, right? Like, most people
right.
who get charged with some sort of criminal act or violation are going to take a plea. They're going to pay the fine, and that's going to be the end of it. But these ladies did not take the plea. They were not interested in paying a fine because they don't think they did anything wrong. So they lawyered up with Dan Hines. They took this thing to trial, and it's one of the most interesting and amusing trials, because I've been to a lot of trials in my time as an activist here, recording them
right.
And putting full trial footage online. If you search for the nipple trial or something like that on the Free Keen YouTube channel, this should come up. And it was just so interesting, because the attorney, Dan Hines, had these cops and these witnesses on the ropes. I mean, he called out their hypocrisy so crystal clear between, well, you know, would you have reported a man for being topless? Why aren't you offended by that, basically? But the real interesting point that he made was, how do you really know who's a woman is ultimately the most important question.
Because, right, and that's a really interesting question, not because of the, you know, there's the people that are like, oh, well, you know, like anybody can just say they're whatever, but from a genetic standpoint, and if you've never listened to the audiobook or read the physical book called The Sports Gene, there's a chapter called Why Do Men Have Nipples?
Hmm.
And they go through some of the genetic anomalies, if you will,
okay.
To where there's one particular thing. I forget exactly what the scientific term is, but it's a 46XY female. Generally,
that's chromosome stuff.
Generally, if you have an X and a Y chromosome, you're going to be a man.
All right, hold that thought. Let's get into more of your nipple science here in moments.
Yes.
On Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground at New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people, and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. With you here today, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you are welcome to join us in real life here at the Cannabis Fest. It was a blast last year, and they're gearing up, getting the stage ready for the first band of the day today. It's looking a little overcast, but the weather conditions here tend to change by the hour sometimes, depending on what's going on out there. So we were talking about Go Topless Day. It's coming back tomorrow in not just New Hampshire, but around the globe. Women and men everywhere will be, not necessarily at the beach, maybe in downtown or wherever, taking their tops off because, well, shouldn't you be able to? I mean, what was the problem? You were talking about nipples, Daryl, earlier.
Yes.
Well, you know, what, is there really a difference?
Yeah, like, functionally, slightly. But, again, I was talking about, and I heard this in the audiobook of The Sports Gene. There's also, you know, like a physical paperback, probably hard copy. But there's a chapter in that book, The Sports Gene, about why do men have nipples? And they go into some detail about some of the genetic anomalies.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is something that, easiest way to describe it is 46XY female. Now, 46, because you have 46 chromosomes, XY generally winds up producing a man, someone with testicles, a penis, non-functioning nipples. But every now and then, someone will, be born with XY chromosomes, but develop as a female.
Hmm.
There was an Olympic athlete, and I forget her name, but she was one of these 46 XY females. And I forget exactly why, but for some reason, somebody thought, she's got, some kind of advantage. And so a genetic test was done, and mm-hmm. sure enough, she came back, XY chromosomes. She had no clue, because her entire life, she developed as a female.
Right.
She never had male organs.
Right.
She developed as a female. Her testosterone levels were not abnormally high, but she wound up being penalized for an advantage that she did not have.
Wow.
Because, normally a man will have higher testosterone levels
yeah.
than a woman.
Yeah.
This was not the case
wow.
with her. But after many, many years, she did ultimately wind up, getting some semblance of victory of, you were wrongly stripped of these medals. But it is one of those things of sometimes someone will have XY chromosomes, but look like a woman. And this goes back to the question that in a roundabout way was asked of the police officer in that Free the Nipple trial in the Laconia court of, how do you know that this person that was not wearing a shirt is actually
a
female?
Woman. Right, because it's legal for a man to be topless, so they have to somehow determine by simply looking at someone, because I can't imagine it would hold up in court if an officer approaches somebody on the beach who's topless and says, excuse me, I need to conduct a search of your genitals, to
right.
be sure that you're a woman so I can write you this ticket for being topless. I mean, that would seem to be a clear violation of somebody's right to privacy. And, even with, there's not enough probable cause for something like that in that circumstance.
One would think.
Yeah. So, when the attorney in the case was asking these questions, it was just so interesting, watching the reactions of the witnesses. And as I said, they actually had to call the witnesses in, the people who snitched.
Right.
The people who called the cops. Because if nobody had called the police, then these ladies wouldn't have been arrested. Because the cops, uniformed cops, thankfully these days, are not regularly walking the beach in
right.
most places at most times.
Now, this is one of those things to where it's interesting to me that the person that made the complaint didn't just say, I wish to remain anonymous. Because you can make an anonymous complaint.
Okay. And you have to wonder what would happen if an anonymous complaint came in and the person challenged the ticket, does that mean that the state has less of a case against you?
In theory.
Yeah, that is interesting. In this case, they didn't say, they were anonymous. They were right there and, called up. And I think it was at least two, if not three witnesses. One was a woman and another one was a man. And it was also interesting hearing them kind of explain themselves. Because normally when we talk about this issue on the radio of women and men being topless and having it be not a crime, if we ever do get somebody to call in to defend the status quo, it's hard. I mean, it's very hard to get them to even call in, and usually they don't have much sense to make except for it's wrong. It's wrong, and Jesus doesn't like it, or something like that.
Right.
Because Jesus hates female breasts, apparently. So the Free the Nipple movement is back. It's happening tomorrow in a variety of different locations. I know that there used to be a website for it. Probably you can search for Go Topless Day or Free the Nipple, and it will likely come up
with that. I think one of the websites was gotoplessday.com. com,
maybe .org or something like that. But yes, you can find it, surely.
Search on the social medias for hashtag Free the Nipple.
So Free the Nipple organizer Kaya Sinclair said there were not any issues at the beach they're going to be going to. So there was Laconia, apparently, was one of the cities. It's a Lakes Region city, right, in New Hampshire. That was where some of the arrests happened. And in this case, they're going to Hampton Beach, where
is the ocean.
Right. They're going to Hampton Beach, which is where they haven't had any issues, and it sounds like the police are not planning on causing any issues in this particular case. So I'm glad to hear that. Kane said that, and this is the district marketing director of Hampton Beach, said that indifference may indicate Free the Nipple supporters in New Hampshire are accomplishing their goal of normalizing female toplessness. He says, quote, "I guess in that way, yeah, they won. Not a big deal." Now, just to be clear, this is the same bureaucrat who made a stink about this a couple of years ago.
Right.
So for him to say they won publicly, that's a pretty big admission.
True, but it could also be sort of a PR move.
What do you mean?
You guys won. So there's not really any reason for you to show up and
right.
do this
just
thing.
Just stay home.
You've already won.
Right.
you've already won. You don't right. even need to show up.
Yeah, okay. I think you might be right about that. The Hampton Beach is one of 39 locations around the world listed on the Go Topless Day website, which features a map of the United States with locations where events are taking place marked by images of female breasts. And the other thing I always liked on social media, that reminds me, Daryl, is the crop pictures
yes.
where somebody will crop out the rest of somebody's body. So all you get in the picture are the breasts. That's all you see.
And actually, all you see in some of them are
just
nipples.
The nipples. That's true. Yeah, because the breasts might possibly give it away, but not necessarily. But yeah, all you see are either the nipples or the breasts. And so the question is, man or woman?
Right.
Because how do you know? And this comes back to that question of how can you really tell without examining somebody's genitalia whether they're a male or a female? In fact, one of the ladies that was involved in the trial, one of the first group of people to be arrested was actually trans. And so, you know, there's all these question marks surrounding gender these
right.
days. And I understand that makes some people uncomfortable. I'm not sure why. Maybe those people aren't comfortable in their own skin.
Well,
and
anything,
so they're projecting.
Anything that goes outside of a binary seems to upset a lot of Americans.
Why? What's up
with Republican or Democrat?
Yeah.
Coke or Pepsi? What do you mean, RC Cola? You commie? No, two choices. You get two choices, and if you don't like your two choices, then you move to Korea. And not South Korea. You got to go to the other Korea.
We're going
to
come back with more from the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, where topless people are welcome. You will
Woo-hoo.
Feel welcome here. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Free nipples.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, technically the fourth year of this event, but the first year it's been called the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. It rebranded from Hemp Fest last year. And I got to say, I like the new name. We've actually got one of the festival organizers who just happened to be driving by in his golf cart. Listeners from last year will remember Joe LaChance as the former cop from, was it Bedford? Oh, hang on, let me turn your mic on. That would help, too. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Great to have you here again. Yeah, former cop from Bedford who is no longer. You have left the law enforcement profession, and now you're in the cannabis world.
That's it.
It's been a wild ride.
It's been a wild political ride and an interesting educational ride, and my story brings me here. And Cannabis Freedom Festival and what we've done over the past 5 years as a group to get this most recent decrim passed, to get the New Hampshire medical marijuana program up and running with more and more conditions. It's just getting the info out, getting people to know what this is about, what we're about, why we're about.
Yeah, we were talking about the Daryl got into great detail in the last hour of the show about the expansions of medical cannabis here in New Hampshire, which it was a huge victory this year.
Right, and there's definitely still work to be done,
of course,
but the advances that have been made so far are just tremendous. From where it was, several years ago, with the governor threatening to veto, patients having to sue in order to even get the cards to be able to obtain the cannabis, the bureaucratic foot dragging before opening the four facilities to where the patients can actually purchase the cannabis.
Yeah, they had to be sued before they actually got it in gear and got it done. So former cop, we were just talking as you were driving up here, Joe. We were just talking about Go Topless Day, which is tomorrow, and it's going to be happening at Hampton Beach, where Hampton Beach police have basically said we don't have an ordinance, so we're not doing anything here. But there are a few towns in New Hampshire where there is an ordinance that specifies that women cannot be topless. And, it just kind of made me think, as a former cop, if you were called to go to one of these scenes, how would you have handled something like that? Like, if you got the call, like, we got a topless woman out at the local lake, what would you have done?
It's one of those things. This is one of those topics that the libertarian in me comes out.
Yeah.
I really don't care. The cops shouldn't be enforcing this type of stuff.
Absolutely.
If there is an ordinance in the town and it's a legal ordinance, then as a police officer, you have to respond to that call.
You have to respond, but you don't have to do anything, right?
Correct.
Because officers have discretion.
Correct.
That's one of the most, if you look at any of the police missions, because I've looked at, like, the Keene police mission, it always says in there that the officer has discretion. It's in there. It's part of sort of what being a cop is supposed to be, where you have the ability as an individual to make a decision on a call as to whether or not this is even worth your time or, worth the arrest.
And I would agree. And, with everything that's going on in the world today, we've got a lot bigger fish to fry. We have a lot other issues of crime to deal with and not really going after the nipple.
Now,
exactly.
Let's talk about this officer discretion thing for just a moment.
Sure.
Because a lot of times the police apologists, the ones who, just like come up with all of these reasons why no police officer ever does anything wrong, will always say, well, they're just doing their job. They're enforcing the law. But if part of their job is to exercise discretion, then why is it that, a lot of people we'll just, ignore that and say, well, they've still got to enforce the law.
And then in this situation, is there even a law to enforce? As Hampton's saying, they don't have an ordinance on the book. Is there a law? Is there a law for them to even enforce?
There's not a statewide law, but there are, these municipal ordinances in some of the Lakes Region towns. I'm convinced that those are all going to get thrown out because, as we mentioned, New Hampshire's not a home rule state, meaning that the municipalities can only do what the state government says you're allowed to do.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting case. It's going to the New Hampshire Supreme Court, and I did talk to the attorney, Dan Hines, who's one of the Liberty reps here in that case, and he said he would let me know when the hearing was. It has not yet been scheduled for the Supreme Court, where basically the attorneys from each side go in, they have 15 minutes apiece, and they get to address the court. The court can ask them questions. And that's it. That's the full hearing. So when that's available, I'll go get a recording of that.
I plan on going and live tweeting, as I often do.
Excellent.
When I do go to court.
So we'll have the coverage down. And again, this is happening tomorrow. But let's talk about what's happening right now, Joe. We have Joe LaChance with us. He's one of the organizers this year, taking on an increased role in the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. Tell me about the renaming, the rebranding, because it was Hemp Fest. And, of course, there's cannabis all over the place at HempFest.
Sure.
So, why the rebrand after 3 years of HempFest?
We had some disagreements with the previous owner of the festival.
Uh-huh.
We just didn't see it eye to eye, but we're family. We're all family. We're all one. And it was just better that it worked out this way. We were able to take on the festival. And, it's an exciting time right now.
It really is.
New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. It's got a lot of traction out there. We got a lot of media interested in this. We got a couple good write-ups this week. Ticket sales have been robust. The weather's going to be beautiful. We got a great band lineup. We got, my God, look at the sponsors we have out here right now. Look at the vendors.
Yep.
It's going to be a wonderful time. And we're going to get our message out. We're going to share the word. We've come a long way. You guys even said this earlier. 5 years ago, we wouldn't be here right now. I don't think this event will be happening. But there's been evolution with cannabis in at least not only the United States, but worldwide. But, you know, 5 years ago when we had talked, I didn't know whether we'd even get medical marijuana through. And now we are actually talking about legalization.
Yep.
And
it's only a matter of when.
It's a matter of when. And, you know, I'm concerned of more about a matter of how. Because, you know, it's easy to say, okay, it's legal. Number one, I think we all agree it shouldn't be illegal to smoke, use, or any type of plant like that, okay? But if... Lost my train of thought, sorry.
Well, we're talking about legalization. I was going to say, you brought up something that made me want to comment, and that is the method of legalization, and that is that I know that there are some people in the state house who support what I do, which is that there doesn't need to be a regulatory structure on a plant. I mean, we're talking about something that grows like a weed. You throw seeds out, it's going to sprout. I mean, it's an incredible plant. It's very hardy, very robust. You don't have to have some bureaucrat deciding whether or not you can have 2 or 10 or 20.
Right. And in New Hampshire statutes, the word tomato does not appear. So there's no statutory regulations on how many tomatoes I can buy when I go to the grocery store. There's no statutory regulations.
But Daryl, you
how
could
many
throw
tomato
those tomatoes
plants.
At someone. You could throw those at someone. We need
I could make
controls.
Marinara sauce.
Yeah.
I could, you know, shove a tomato in one of my orifices if I wanted to. It's not a wise decision. Yeah.
So the idea that, you know, this plant that is natural needs to be controlled by a bunch of bureaucrats in the Liquor Commission.
That's the problem right there. And exactly.
Or any bureaucracy. Or
why,
any of them.
Why shouldn't... Okay. You know, take a look at... I know we broadcast... on the internet, so...
And the airwaves. This will be dozens of radio stations.
We have people throughout the entire country listening. And, you know, in New Hampshire, we have drive-by liquor stores, drive-through liquor stores.
Run by the state.
Run by the state.
Right.
It's a monopoly. And my biggest concern is the government does not get to choose the winners and losers. And if we legalize cannabis the wrong way, then... Ultimately, we, the citizen, are going to be the losers because it's going to take another 10, 15 years, just like it did with beer and home brewing and and making whiskey and wines. And, you know, we're beyond that now, but we're in a prohibition era. And anything that we could do to change that.
And I can even see some of the cronyist, if you will, wanting to legalize, you know, put in a tax and regulate thing for cannabis the same way they're trying to do with casinos of we're going to have two and
what they did
here's
with
all of the big huge
there's
giant
four.
Requirements
there is.
There's four medical locations
and there's no obligation that those four facilities be owned by four different companies
and in fact that they're not. I believe there's at least two of them that are owned by the same company.
You know, my vision if I get back into the state house would be allow those four because we need to have some retail areas, let them start distributing because they're in the industry now. But we need a home grow provision.
Yes, absolutely.
We need a home grow provision for everybody.
Right. And I believe the original proposal for home grow was if you're more than 30 miles from a facility or there was some number of miles that you needed to be away from a facility in order to qualify. But, yeah, I agree. It should be for anybody, and there should be a lot more doctoral discretion on who to prescribe cannabis to.
We don't need. There shouldn't even be a prescription
that,
process.
It's
just, it should
right,
just be.
But, you know,
but we're
considering
that's what we have today, and that's what
that's
we have,
what
to,
we have to work
what
with.
We have today is doctor has to give a prescription.
So we're going to come back with more. Joe, you can stick with us for another segment here.
Sure.
We caught you at a good time because things aren't going too crazy at the festival. People are still getting set up here. We're at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? With the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scary off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.